Well, finding love on the World Wide Web isn't as easy as a click of your mouse, but following just a few rules can help you connect with the right person, and we have our own online dating guru here, Steve Moniz. He's here with some important do's and don'ts. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Now, cyber love can be a little bit harder to find, it sounds like.
Absolutely. There's definitely going to be a lot of things that you should really watch out for and a couple things that you really do.
So let's just go ahead and jump right into some of those do's and don'ts. What should you do?
Well, what you should do is definitely create a profile. That's going to be one. Post a current photo. You got to do that. Don't try something about 10 years ago that's really not going to be as current as it is, or even touch up and try to mark up a couple of things.
Okay, and it also says you should be honest about your personal ad and everything that you're talking about, because I mean, it's easy to say, oh, I make $150,000 a year. I'm tall, dark, and handsome.
Generic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people are going to try to do something that they don't do. I like hiking, skydiving. I like to go do rocket science events. But you know what? If you're looking for somebody else because your life is a little boring, it's going to come out at the end that you're not actually the kind of person that does all that, and your relationship is really not going to work out.
And you also said make your intentions clear. Why is that important?
Well, because a lot of people are going to really want marriage, really want a long-term relationship, or they might want something that's just no strings attached.
So when you're cyber dating, I mean, there's this huge wall between you. You haven't seen the person. Are there things that you should do first, too? Should you just go right on a date after chatting online, or is there something else you should do?
Well, you definitely don't want to go from a single email to a weekend getaway. That's one thing that's very clear. You definitely want to go on the first. You want to go meet them first in person. But over the phone, you're going to be calling them. That's your first date. Your first date is setting up a phone call, talking to them. You know, is there crickets in the background? Do you have something in common? I mean, what is it? What's going on over here? And then once you feel comfortable, then you're going to go ahead and set up a first date.
And for dating online, is it harder to find out if someone is honest because you aren't seeing that eye-to-eye contact?
That's a very good point. Now, a lot of the technology has changed. You do have webcams available, which still kind of freaks people out. But if you have something in your stomach that's telling you, wow, you know, these pictures look a little weird, request more pictures. Get the full body shot. Make sure that they're more recent. Ask them. Go with your gut feeling.
All right, let's head to the don'ts, probably more important than the do's.
Well, definitely don't want to use your real name. I've seen people that actually put their email address into their headline, and it's like, wow, you're a little forward on that. You don't want to put somebody else into the picture, like your ex-spouse or somebody that your significant other that you already, and then black it out.
Yeah, that's always so attractive.
And when you set up a meeting, you don't want to do it on a railroad or a desert island or somewhere in the swamp area. You want to make sure that you're doing it in a coffee house or juice bar, a very well populated area.
And you're saying alcohol, even though, you know, cyber dating is the same thing, if you started the meeting face-to-face, alcohol should not be a big factor.
Well, you know, when you go from one drink is okay, but 10 can get you in trouble, you know what they say. So, and I'm sure you can get relaxed, but keep your relaxed to a minimum. You always go on to keep your protection up there, and you never know what's going to happen because you really are only meeting this person for the first time.
And from your experience, you said that you've gone through several scenarios with people, and people seem to put their guard more down, and then they also seem to be more daring. Tell us about some of those stories.
There's going to be in my book, The Chemistry Numbers Volume 2, where I have sexy, funny, horrible, and even, yes, successful online dating stories from over 50 online daters. There's people that will have, on a second date as an example, called Cyber Love and Swingers Club. And this story, this guy takes her out. The first time it was an amazing event. They had time, they laughed, they cried, did that. Second date, he takes her to a swingers club. I was just like, wow.
What was he thinking?
Obviously not the same thing as what she was thinking. So he had his own agenda going on. So you gotta be careful. But at the same time, you have these people who are sitting there talking back and forth, emailing for a month, and they fall in love, and they have kids, and it's just an amazing relationship because they got to know each other on a personal level.
All right, it is possible to find true cyber love. If you'd like more information, just log on to our website at fox6.com. But be careful out there, those scary stories.